Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, and thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. So we talk sports here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, except for this hour where we talk video games, and, well, I do, with you, my fellow gamers. I don't make video games. I wouldn't know how, but I certainly know what I like. And you have your own taste as well. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? Let's talk about it together, my unpaid correspondents. Come on in. Counting on you to tell us what's good at 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. And we will discuss what's good in the video game world. And just because of these sports talk networks, it's not just sports games. I cover all games. And I judge games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? If they're fun, we'll play it. Doesn't matter how pretty they are, how many famous voice actors, you know, pixelations. We just want to play games that are fun. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, use that address. For a couple of reasons. One, at 40 after the hour, in just over a half hour, I'll be giving away a brand new game. Answer the question there. Also, at the end of the show, cheat codes. I like looking them up for older games. Send your cheat code request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll also have the new list of games, which comes out on Tuesdays. I got that early. I will tell you what's new this week. Of course, we're getting near the end of the year, so it's going to be a little slow. People are on vacations for the holiday coming up. This is the penultimate show of the year. Next week, I will have my year in review, and just games of the year is what I'll really have. We will also take your emails. I think I said that. We are in the American Forces Radio Network Worldwide, Sea to Shining Sea. That's right. And 500 outlets, 177 countries. And tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, and Sirius XM 211. Come on back.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. In this great land of ours, 1-800-878-7529. You know, the Oregon Trail was once one of the most widely distributed games in American schools, and the... It's interesting because the debates I was looking at rage on now about the history it depicts, and this is a game that is 50 years old, basically. And you think about the stretch from Independence, Missouri to Oregon City, Oregon, about 2,000 miles. And in real life in the 19th century, some 400,000 settlers took that same path, and it was a pretty significant chapter in U.S. history because the colonization helped cement the country's domination of the land, and also to cause a genocide on the indigenous people who called it home, the Native Americans. But we got to go back 1974. They're supposed to be an educational game called the Oregon Trail, and it tried to put you in the shoes of these immigrants. And the game was specifically intended to be used just in schools, where it was for decades. But bringing computer games into the classroom was pretty semi-radical idea, and it paid off. And, you know, I think a lot of people who were playing it outside America as well had no idea where Oregon was, or maybe they're from the East Coast and they call it Oregon, and Nevada. But still, it launched an entire category of games, whereas they were educational. And some of the innovations became staples. If you ever named a character in your gaming party, you can thank the Oregon Trail, which popularized the very idea that you might be able to name companions. But the biggest effects extended far beyond the games, because the Oregon Trail shaped a lot of, really just the entire generation of the understanding of what that was. And especially, I mean, this game was very popular in Europe, especially in England, and the way people understood the U.S. And it was just supposed to get kids excited for history. I already was. That was one of the only subjects I really liked. But, of course, you're going to face a lot of sharp criticism, not in 1974, per se, but you take the colonialist perspective and you ignore the land that was stolen by the settlers. And so developers have worked to include the stories of the oppressed people in the more recent iterations, but the debate continues, as I was mentioning, whether it's more a fundamental problem with turning the violence of westward expansion into a playful quest. Well, as I said, the legacy remains pretty powerful, and the hundreds of millions of players who have attempted the journey have never even made it to Oregon. The phrase, "you have died of dysentery," is almost like a catchphrase now. You countless memes, t-shirts, bumper stickers. The game has seen a lot of sequels and spinoffs, and apparently now I bring it up because there's going to be an upcoming movie, a live action movie. And it was first developed by a team of three teachers in Minnesota. And the earliest iteration ran on a computer that didn't even have a screen. Those were the ones that were printouts. And I remember playing on those. I know I sound like I'm 100, not quite that old. But it used to be this thing at this Lawrence Hall of Science in Berkeley, California. We would take the bus over there and you would play this thing called Star Trek, and it would print out how you were doing against Romulans. I never got it. I'm pretty good at video games. The ones that printed out, I never caught on to that thing. But it wasn't until it got on the Apple, especially the Apple II, that it became a sensation. And it was affordable. It made made it easy for teachers to get it, and it spread like wildfire. And so, yeah, as I mentioned, you start in Missouri, or as you might say, Missouri, and you select your travel companions, you choose the supplies, and then, you know, you got broken wagon wheels and weather and snake bites and a lot of things along the way to keep it interesting. There was a hunting mini game. You had to look at the health of the party. But just, you know, these if-then statements, you would just look straight at the screen. You'd see an ox with a covered wagon, and it would say the date is usually 1848. Weather, hot, health, good, food, 655 pounds. Next landmark is 53 miles. And then how far you've traveled, 251 miles, whatever it was. And a lot of people at the time in the 80s, especially when I got on the Apple, a lot of people didn't believe that the role of education should be done on a screen. It should be a lecture or a textbook. And, you know, you think about the concepts in the mind of a student, including these perceptions of this historical experience and the geography. I think most students were probably curious to learn more about it, and then a good teacher could intuitively work with that. But just blazing the trail for video games in general, you know, it was just built on a few distinct design choices. And, you know, some of those choices became the foundations of these whole subgenres or categories. And that, like I said, managing your inventory, naming your characters, characters that might die. They don't come back. They don't respawn. And like you look at a game like Fallout right now, players expect random encounters where they're charting a course through the map. And that is a feature that the Oregon Trail helped cement. But one of the biggest influences of this game comes down to something far simpler. And it would just make sure that history would play a role, in a central role, in video games. Because video games didn't include a lot of story. Pong was basically, you know, table tennis or bing bong. A lot of science fiction as well. And so I am looking forward. I mean, I guess you could say like Red Dead Redemption 2 would probably be the most Oregon Trail-esque game, even though it's a different type of game, obviously. But I bring it up because now with the live-action movie that is going to be coming out, I just wonder how much people want to go back now and then check it out. Because the latest versions now, people do emphasize the Native American experience. You know, it wasn't like, oh, look at all this open land. Let's go explore. Let's go settle. And it's like, well, this was somebody lives here and has lived here for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And you're going to where they live. And it's like, huh? It's like, yeah, that's a thing, too. But 50 years of the Oregon Trail, now a movie that will be coming to screens near you soon. All right. Lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us, coming to you from Sports Byline, USA, San Francisco. Around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And SiriusXM 211, Dan Patrick Channel as well. Coming up in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game, which you can win by answering a very simple question, being the second correct answer at the email address of rick@sportsbyline.com. NCAA, as we are in the playoffs, the first round, not that good. I think we could have just had eight teams. But still, now that we are in the 12-team playoffs and we know how great the EA Sports decision to bring back college football was and what a fantastic game it was. Well, they're now thinking about bringing back college basketball. You know, we have not had a college basketball game in 15 years. Now, there were college basketball games on the Genesis and the Super Nintendo. I think you might be familiar with NCAA basketball that was branded as NCAA March Madness when EA first got into the action in the late 90s. You might remember with Tim Duncan of Wake Forest on the cover, and it never got the following or the sales of NCAA football, but it was released every year for 13 years before they opted to pull the plug, and then the Supreme Court ruling that forced it to do it anyway. Remember the O'Bannon case? That was actually done at a court here out here in Oakland where I am. Ed O'Bannon, UCLA, was watching one of his, I think it was his nephew playing a video game, and it said, play with an all-time team. And he saw himself, and he's like, I didn't get any money here. It was basically the beginning of NIL. I mean, you can really trace it. So things got cleaned up. The release of College Football 25, which was not only the best-selling video game of the entire year, it's the highest grossing sports video game of all time. Single. Not franchise, but just single. Which is amazing when you think about it. Like, you wouldn't guess maybe a FIFA game or a Madden game. Oh, no. That was. Because the wait was so long. So it would appear that the success of that game, and, of course, longtime sports rival of EA Sports, 2K, they're looking at the feasibility of making a college basketball game. And this is something that Mike Straw of Inside Gaming was tweeting out that both the companies are doing that. Now, 2K, you might remember, had a game called College Hoops. That was over 20 years ago. And then it only lasted about 5 years. But it would seem a pretty natural transition for a company that has had a wildly successful NBA video game series. And while EA has kind of cornered the market on the football front, it has been absent since the NBA Live series came to an end, which was 5 years ago. And so, I mean, we can keep our eye on it one way or another, but there are only two revenue producing sports in the college ranks, and that is football and men's basketball, although women's basketball is gaining. But these colleges, they don't make any money on their baseball teams, not unless they go to the College World Series or something. So, yeah, I would be interested. So that, and right now it's really just in the kick the tire phase too, which is interesting as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also wanted to talk about I love the original movie Alien. In space, no one can hear you scream. Of course, we had so many sequels. Well, we finally now have, and it's out, the first crack at an Alien game in VR. It's called Alien Rogue Incursion. That's a pretty interesting title. That could work for just about anything. I mean, why wouldn't you want to be Ellen Ripley and have the thrill of being hunted down by the perfect killing organism and all that? So this is, I think, a pretty admirable first attempt at delivering that, a pretty compelling story. You've got the terrifying, I call them aliens, I guess they are xenomorphs. And, you know, this, to me, what makes the Alien game so amazing. And by the way, FX/Hulu, next summer they're having a an original series called Alien Earth that they're going to be putting out. And I will be interested in that. But I was just looking at a review by Travis Northrup, who got to play it on IGN. And I mean, if you've read the Alien comics like Alien Defiance, then you'll be familiar with the boots that you will be stepping into in this game, and that's Zula Hendricks. And if that name doesn't ring a bell, I think Rogue Incursion does a really nice job of introducing you, so you don't have to have the huge backstory. Zula Hendricks is an ex-colonial Marine, pretty rough upbringing, back problems, and you're sent to a deserted planet, overrun by xenomorphs. You take your trusty synthetic companion, Davis, who's reformed, not the type to betray you to please his corporate bosses. But it's a little bit formulaic, but still, that's an alien tale that, you know, you try to find that same tone. And that's the thing that was so amazing Ridley Scott did in the first Alien, was just the tone of that movie. And I have been such a fan of space horror. I mean, they basically created a whole genre of movies, not even a subgenre. It's just space horror is a movie. And Zula and her relationship with Davis, you know, a robot, it's got a couple of twists in it as well, but it's 8 hours tiptoeing through the darkness and the former wasteland of a colonial world, and you're looking over your shoulder and just painting the walls with their acid green blood every time they pop out. But the thing that I think is that's changed about it is that, you know, the alien was basically impossible to kill. And now with this, they're really not that hard to kill. And you just need to get your machine gun on them and, you know, shoot them a few times and it's fine. But, you know, I'd say almost every time you're attacked by xenomorphs who climb out of vents and, you know, you pull out one of three weapons, you make short work of them, and then you move on. It's hard to do combat in a VR game anyway, if you've played. But, you know, you go with a couple of stretches where you're walking down some of the same hallways you've already been, and you have to stop every half minute. You got to kill a few that run straight at you. They have no intelligent attack strategy. Reload your weapons, keep going, goes on and on. And so maybe that's the weakest part of the combat. You got the pulse rifle, you got a shotgun, and you have a revolver. And obviously the pulse rifle is the most overall reliable choice for you. The only other weapons you have a prox grenade. You just set it off when an alien draws near. You put a motion scanner on it. But the xenomorphs, you know, you can hear them coming at you. There's a hiss. I think it's kind of weird that you don't have a last resort melee weapon to fall back on. So if a facehugger jumps on your head, you have to get your pistol at an exact right angle and don't shoot yourself in the head. That would be would not be good. And of course, the enemy variety is not very strong because everything you see is either a facehugger or a grown xenomorph. But the good news is that this is freaky. If you do like the movie, I think that you will like Rogue Incursion. It's a pretty entertaining attempt at making an alien VR game. Really good story. It's got good environments, music, sounds, graphics, creepy enough to keep it horror. And I mean, 8 hours is a long time on VR. You think console game, maybe that's not that long. So as I said, predictable combat, predictable AI, odd bug here or there. But this is something I think that would be a good cornerstone for this franchise upon which to grow. And so Alien Rogue Incursion, you get the PC and the PS5 on the VR. And I definitely think that it's a thumbs up game. All right. When we come back, I will give away a brand new game and also let you know the new releases and your calls if you want to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The Video Game
Review. All right. Thank you for that. I'm going to sound like McConaughey there for a second. All right. It is a video game review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. It's 40 after. It's our customary time to give away a brand new game. And let's do that. It's a game that's been very well reviewed. And it is out on all the big systems now. PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and Switch. It's called Botany Manor. Not Botany Bay. That would be the original Sydney, Australia. Botany Manor. Here's the blurb. Welcome to Botany Manor, a stately home in 19th century England. You play as its inhabitant, Arabella Green, a retired botanist. Explore your house and gardens filled with botanical research to figure out the ideal habitat for a collection of forgotten flora. Now, this isn't GTA 5, Final Fantasy 7, or Call of Duty Black Ops 6. It is a game that might appeal to you. To me, this is like the ultimate game if you're under house arrest. But as I mentioned, it's on every... I have it here for the PS5, but it's also PS4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. It's developed by Balloon Studios and published by White Thorn Digital, rated E for everyone. And my question is, what is botany? Is that plants, or is that where you bought any beer lately? So let me know. Bought any beer lately? Or plant life. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer receives Balloon Studios and White Thorn Digital's Botany Manor. That's right. By the way, IGN gave that game an 8. So, you know, I've learned over the years, over 20 years broadcasting, hosting a show, I have interviewed people who I was really excited about, and then they were duds, and then the people I was kind of dreading, and they were like amazing. So you can't judge a book by its cover or a video game necessarily by what it's all about, right? Bueller? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. By the way, Hori is bringing its officially licensed Steam controller to the U.S. They were quietly listing it as a $60 gamepad for pre-order on Amazon since last we spoke, and then now is out. So I thought that's Hori, H-O-R-I, which is it's a really, really nice-looking controller. So I just wanted to make sure I threw that at you as well. We were also sort of wondering, why we weren't going to be getting the, sort of Xbox, equivalent to the PS5 Pro. And that's basically the rumors are that they're just working on something that's going to be so studly that they don't have time to go for bigger bigger specs. And honestly, the two, to me, the only, if you already have a PS5, the only reason you should buy a PS5 Pro is two reasons. And you have to hit both of these reasons. Number one, you have the most enormous, fantastic, best TV on the planet. And number two, you have literally some money to burn. That would be the reason you can do that. But we have seen from a lot of different news sources that they think that 2025 is going to be very bullish for the video game industry. And they said the things that are really going to drive it are GTA 6 and the Nintendo Switch 2. Uh-huh. We'll see about that. But the S&P 500 was predicting a 22% upside. Can you think about that in any other business? A 22% upside? That is an insane, what would you call it, upside? Yeah. That is a huge growth for an industry that already makes more than the motion picture industry. I remember when I first heard that, I was like, what? And then I was like, what? And then I was like, what? And then I was like, what? Yeah, that is a lot. But they also said other games that are going to push 2025, Assassin's Creed Shadows, Monster Hunter Wilds, Fable 4, Borderlands 4, as I mentioned, GTA 6. None of those games I'm going to play, by the way. I might review them. Just not a fan of Assassin's Creed, not a fan of Monster Hunter. I like the original Fable. I don't think I could sit through another Borderland game. And every time there's a GTA game, I buy it, and it's on me. I know this is my fault. It's not their fault at Rockstar. I just immediately start cheating. I just don't have the patience. Because every Grand Theft Auto game, except the first one where you were just top-down driving cars into people, is I do something wrong and then I go into town, or like I'll bump into someone and then the cops start shooting at me. So when you think about the, and by the way, the growth last year, S&P 500 said 7%. And one of the most bullish things a company can do in a downturn, they always say, is to cut fixed costs so that when sales recover, operating leverage leads to significant profit growth. Well, cutting fixed costs also means laying off a lot of people as well, which is not fun. But I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, we've seen franchises, you know, basically help the industry, but to point out one game, and they're saying that Grand Theft Auto 6 will sell 250 million copies over the lifetime of that game. So not opening day. Now, why would they base that on that? Well, GTA 5 is the second best-selling video game of all time, and that came out 11 years ago. So remember I was talking about the appetite for a college football game? We went a long time, right around the same amount of time. We're waiting for a new college football game. The other thing, too, is the Nintendo Switch is not going to be released. Probably, I mean, we don't know for sure when it's going to be released, but can you believe that the Switch was first out 8 years ago? And so, the Switch then too, they thought maybe it's going to be in the fall. We'll see it one way or the other. So yeah, if you want to, I'm not here for your investment needs or advice, but the video game industry is supposed to be going up 22%, which is pretty good. All right, let's take a look at some of the new releases. And by the way, like I said, at some point, the people who make video games have to go to they have to go on vacation as well.
They have families too, Rick. Yeah, I guess they have families too.
So, and you would think, well, the Christmas period, that's when you should put them all out. Well, a lot of people think that they've already bought everything by now. It's already, you already done bought it. Not just bought it, but done bought it. And so this week, how many new games are coming out? Three. And believe me, this is not uncommon. And the week after that, I think it's about three as well, but we can talk about that then. And so I can talk a little bit more individually about these games instead of just listing them. But one of them is called Crude. Crude, it's got a picture of a guy. Looks like he's kind of got this Greek helmet head, and he looks like he's Stretch Armstrong flexing. And Crude's blurb is, Cosmos is an MMA fighter who suddenly finds himself teleported into a dark fantasy world and searches for a way to return home. Crude is a Souls-like fantasy platformer with Metroidvania elements and an open world map. This is for the PC. It's coming out tomorrow. And it's not often you get two genres in one, Souls-like and Metroidvania. Is it also a roguelike and a MMORPG? Developed by Next Game Level. I always want to say Next Level Game. Next Game Level. So that's Crude. We also have a game called Mad Cows, but it's M.A.D. Cows. Mad Cows. This is for the 4 and the 5, the Xbox One, the Xbox Series X and S. This is from Cascadia Games. MAD Cows is a retro action platform game. Mow down aliens, buy better guns, rescue cows, dogs, raccoons, and more. All right. And then the other one is what I am right now, and that's On Air from Rain Style Games for the PS5, the PC, and Xbox Series X and S. In this first, this is the blurb now. In this first person sci-fi survival horror game, On Air,
I can tell you that's true.
You'll explore alone the gloomy hotel Algol. And waking up trapped in one of the hotel rooms, you must hide from your pursuers, find an informant, and figure out what happened here. And this is very creepy. I was looking at the trailer. This is extremely creepy. And as I said, On Air is basically what I'm doing right now. Right? Bueller? Kind of, sort of. All right. Let's go to a break. When we come back, we will have the cheat code. Still time to squeeze in if you want. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review on Sports Byline USA.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game
Review. All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. It is now time for the cheat codes. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. And I got a request, speaking of Grand Theft Auto, from Andrew. Andrew wants to know how to get the flying cars in San Andreas. San Andreas was a PS2 game, by the way. And look, these GTA games are so chock full of fantastic cheats, which I absolutely love, obviously. And so let me get to your exact one. For the flying car in San Andreas, PS2, that's a long time ago. At any point while you're playing the game, press square, down, left two, up, left one, circle, up, X, and left. Once again, square down, L2, up, L1, circle, up, X, and left, and hop into a vehicle and save some gas because you can start flying. And that was the thing with the last Grand Theft Auto 5 was I got all the cheats day one. Why wouldn't you go into the attack helicopter? And one of the things that I love to do in that game, too, is while a semi is going by on the freeway, basically, you can jump up, pull the driver out of his car, throw him on the ground, and just start driving his car. But at that point, there was no way for me to start over and be good. I mean, there would be times when the heat would come off, like the sirens, whatever it was, the little stars that would show you how hot the cops were on you, and it would go away. But literally, if you bumped into anyone on the street, it wasn't like, excuse me, or watch where you're going, or a fist fight. Cops would start shooting at you because it's like, there he is. And then, you know, I've said, oh, I can't play this game anymore. So I'll probably throw out $69.99 plus California tax. And then I'll probably do the same thing when GTA 6 comes out and saves the video game world next year. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again next week. We'll have the Games of the Year edition on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on Sports Byline.